This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as we approach the end of Ramadan, there are three things that are legislated and recommended for the servant to do. And these are matters in how we conclude our worship, and more specifically how we conclude our Ramadan. Number one, we conclude Ramadan with al-istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, the problem is that as we come to the end of Ramadan, no one would dare to say that his fasting was 100% as Allah azza wa jal wanted. Who would say this? And who would say that his qiyam and his taraweeh and his dua was 100% what Allah azza wa jal wanted from the servants? No one dares to say this. As a result, we all acknowledge that our Ramadan was full of shortcomings and faults and flaws. So as a result, at the end of this month, concluding Ramadan, we are supposed to continuously engage in al-istighfar, seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness by saying astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And this worship of al-istighfar, it was legislated for the end of every worship. You know how we pray, and when we finish our salat, the first thing we do is astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us in the Quran that at the end of Al-Hajj, at the end of the worship of Al-Hajj, we are also supposed to seek istighfar and seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. He then said, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهُ. You conclude Al-Hajj with Al-Istighfar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of his life, concluding his life, Allah Azza wa Jal commands him to make Istighfar. The last complete surah that was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Surah Al-Nasr. And in Surah Al-Nasr, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. وَعَائِشَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا, she says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the last days of his life, he would say in his ruku' and in his sujood, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. So he used to make al-istighfar at the end of his life. And so every worship, it must be concluded with istighfar, seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, adhere to his commands and stand upright to the commands of Allah. And then he said, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ, and then seek his forgiveness. Because every law of Allah Azza wa Jal that you implement in your life, there will definitely be shortcomings. No one could ever claim that he worshipped Allah the way Allah deserves. There is always shortcomings. So now you understand and you get the point. Al-istighfar needs to be in abundance on your tongue towards the end of this holy month, this blessed month of Ramadan. Al-istighfar. Number two, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we conclude Ramadan by asking Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us our fasting and our salat and our dua and our iftar and our suhoor and all these worships that we did during this blessed month of Ramadan and our recitation of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, when he mentioned to us about Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, Ibrahim is Khalilullah, he is the friend of Allah, and this is the highest form of friendship. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah, he builds the Kaaba, which is the house of Allah, by command from Allah, and at the end of it, he says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He asks Allah Azza wa Jal, O our Lord, accept from us, for verily you are السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, you are the all-hearing, the one who answers the call of the servants, Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable. So if that's Ibrahim alayhi salam asking Allah to accept the building of the Kaaba, which came after Allah had commanded him to build it, then also this is us as well. We fasted Ramadan by command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now at the end of this month, we must humble ourselves and we have an element of fear in our hearts that perhaps the entire month is rejected. So we stand with ourselves and we say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. and we continuously ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us. Was-salaf rahimahumullah was-sahaba, they used to ask Allah 6 months before Ramadan that He allow them to reach Ramadan, and then they would ask Allah Azza wa Jal 6 months after Ramadan for Allah Azza wa Jal to accept the Ramadan. So Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the last thing we conclude Ramadan with is zakatul fitr. Very important. This is a wajib, it's an obligation upon everyone, the one who fasted and the one who didn't fast, upon the male and upon the female, upon the free person and the slave, upon the young and upon the old, as Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu mentions in al-hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. So this is zakat al-fitr. And zakat al-fitr, the best time for it to be paid would be straight after salat al-fajr of the day of Eid, as you're going out towards salat al-Eid, or perhaps يعني, we could also say the night of al-Eid, the night of al-Eid, which is يعني, the day before Eid, the night before Eid. You go out, zakat al-fitr is approximately 2.5 to 3 kilograms of food that is stored at homes, like rice, lentils, beans. It could be it could be these things that people store, corn, for example, food that is stored at home. This is zakat al-fitr. It's best that you take it out, 2.5 kilos, 3 kilos, and you pay it to the poor and the needy. And ulama, rahimahumullah, have also mentioned that the permissible time to pay zakat al-fitr is 1 or 2 days before al-Eid. 1 or 2 days before al-Eid, you pay it. And if it's difficult to pack 3 kilograms of food and to give it to the poor and the needy, or you don't know where to find them, then also ulama, rahimahumullah, have said it is permissible to pay it to an organization who then will buy these 2 kilos, 2.5 kilos of food on your behalf, and then they will give it to the poor on the day of al-Eid, just before Salat al-Eid. And the purpose of this Zakat al-Fitr, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, it is طُهْرَةٌ لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ وَطُعْمَةٌ لِلْمَسَاكِينِ. It is a purification for the fasting person from foul, ill language, from filthy language. You know, Ramadan, you must have spoken something wrong. You must have spoken something that is not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. How do you rectify this? How do you clean this? Zakat al-Fitr, it cleans this away for you. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the second wisdom for Zakat al-Fitr is طُعْمَةٌ لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. It is food for the poor and the needy. Because on the day of Eid, the best thing people will enjoy is food. Now it is fitr. You must break your fast. You cannot fast the day of Eid. And also the poor and the needy should join in this celebration and this joy and have something to eat. So this was the wisdom and the purpose of Zakat al-Fitr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, our shortcomings. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to grant us the ability to continue to worship Him until the day we meet Him. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.